This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
January 22nd is upon us here on the DJV program. We only have one more full week in the month of January, and we're chugging along. Valentine's Day before you know it, and all those love messages. Won't they be great, ladies? Everybody will be fawning over you. Jennifer, get nice things from Jeff and other of her suitors. She'll probably get a note from
Gronk.
Gronk and Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow might be on his honeymoon, though. He did just get married.
I'm sure he ordered the flowers before he left.
He's thoughtful that way.
Victoria Keelan is here. She'll have lots of messages, but they're being from one guy.
I don't know what's so appealing about the beautiful exotic type. I mean, really.
Really?
Come on. Try something different.
Kara's got Harry Styles, and who else is sending you flowers?
I don't know. I mean, I've been on a Henry Cavill kick, so he might be sending me some.
The Witcher. Are you watching The Witcher? Yeah, I watched 76 million other people.
It's true. Yeah, I did watch it, and I'm like, okay, I could
date him. I saw something about that. What's the story? What is that story with that show?
It blew everybody away. Netflix doesn't really release numbers, viewership numbers, but they did, and 76 million people watched The Witcher, and that stars Henry Cavill, who's best known as Superman.
He's the bad guy in one of the recent
Mission Impossible, too. With the mustache.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, speaking of bad guys, Jennifer.
Jerry Nadler. Let's talk.
Yeah, okay. Well, I thought it was interesting that John Roberts, who's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, was pretty strident yesterday in warning the attorneys for the president to watch their tone.
So this is at the end of the night. So really, it was already Wednesday morning. It wasn't even Tuesday night at this point. And Nadler was up there, and he said to the senators that if they didn't vote to support the Democrats' push towards subpoenaing these documents or these witnesses, that they were involved, that they were basically covering up, and that they were part of this, and blah, blah, blah. And so then the president's attorney...
Big effect. Whatever Nadler says is going to have a big effect.
So then the president's attorney, Pat Cipollone, jumps up and says, how dare you? You should be ashamed for trying to make those comments and try to pressure people and da-da-da-da-da. And so then John Roberts, the Supreme Court justice, had to jump in and say, hey, fellas, watch your tone.
He told both of them.
That's what I said. Hey, fellas, watch your tone. You need to remember who you're talking to. That
and
this
where
is
you
Senate.
Are.
Right.
Yep.
And be respectful. So that was kind of the dust up. That was probably the most exciting part of the whole day. Really, yesterday, day one, was spent with arguments over the rules. Mitch McConnell had presented rules that we talked about here, so we don't have to go over them again. The only change that Mitch McConnell made, he did soften. Instead of doing 2 12-hour days for each side, it's now going to be 3 8-hour days. So the time frame of 24 hours doesn't change, but they're not going to make it such an aggressive schedule. So you'd have 8 hours instead of 12 hours of presentation to do each day. That was something the Democrats had wanted. So Mitch McConnell put that in, actually in handwriting. Scratched it out.
Scribbled it on,
And wrote the change. And so then the day was spent really arguing over measures that were introduced by the minority leader, Chuck Schumer, for subpoenas of the OMB, Office of Management and Budget, subpoenas of the Department of Justice, of the State Department, subpoenas from John Bolton, subpoenas from Mick Mulvaney, and each one of these is a separate motion. So what they did all day is, so the first one was, okay, we want to subpoena documents from the Secretary of State. And then they would debate for a certain amount of time, back and forth about why that was necessary. And then they would vote. And then it would fail. And then they'd move on to the next one. We want to subpoena John Bolton. And so then they would debate. And then they would vote. And it would fail. And they would move on. So finally, at the end.
This thing is absurd.
Well, it's what they do in the Senate.
Absurd.
So eventually they did vote on the rules that were laid out by Mitch McConnell in that resolution. That was kind of the end, and that was also passed on party lines. So it was 53-47, and that means that witnesses will be tabled until the end of phase one, which is very consistent with what happened Clinton. During the Clinton trial, right,
yes.
Which is what everybody's using kind of as the standard, because in our modern times that's what it's really the only thing we have to compare it to. So the rules that have been set, very, very similar to the Clinton trial. And
you look around at some of the pictures from the gallery after, like Chuck Schumer thinks he's a rock star. He's out there waving to the crowd like Elizabeth Arden. Always comes running in and waving to the crowd like, you know, she was on some game show.
Because they all want to, I mean, especially the ones running for president need to get their face time in because they've been held up all day with their duties. But what I thought was interesting is they were watching them because it's a long day. I mean, all of us would be just tired. Kirsten Gillibrand was literally falling asleep. The cameras caught her. She was like, she had her head down, her eyes closed. And then, like we all did probably in college, she snapped her head back up with her eyes straight open because she must have realized she was sleeping. And so, of course, that was captured. You had Martha McSally from Arizona who brought a blanket. She was actually covered up listening to the proceedings. So there's very strict rules as to what they can do. One of the workarounds, instead of having cell phones or something to distract them, they've all got they were passing notes like high schoolers. They also had Apple Watches. A lot of the senators were using Apple Watches.
Right.
The other really weird thing is that even the beverages were limited in the chamber. They were not allowed to have coffee.
No 64-ounce drinks.
How in
Michael
the world?
Bloomberg.
Thanks, Michael Bloomberg. Yeah. Mini Mike, as Trump calls him. I don't know how. Oh, because he's alone. Sorry.
He better be looking over his shoulder at Mini Mike.
Yeah, don't worry about
he's
that.
Not, he's not
there.
A tall fella. Yeah, he's not tall.
But in any case, they're not allowed to have tea. They're not allowed to have coffee. No jolt soda.
Why not?
Milk and water. Those are the only things you could have.
Is this like a Mormon thing?
Milk and water.
I don't get it.
It's weird, right? Old-fashioned rules. I don't know.
That's silly.
So I don't know if we've asked this question. I don't know the answer to this. But how the hell did Chief Justice Roberts get saddled with this task out of all of the Chief Justices?
Well, the Chief Justice has to preside.
But why him out of all of them?
Well, no, he's the Chief Justice. Yeah. The rest are just Supreme Court justices. He's actually the lead of the Supreme Court.
Oh, okay, right. So that's why he's stuck with this. I'm sure he hates
speaking
this.
Of the Supreme Court, they're going to decide over there if employers should be allowed to refuse to provide free birth control coverage to their workers if they have moral or religious objections to doing it. You may remember, I think we talked about this last week, the Supreme Court announced that it would hear the Trump appeal, the administration's appeal of lower court decisions that the administration could not relax the Affordable Care Act contraceptive mandate, which requires most employer-offered health insurance plans to include birth control coverage with no out-of-pocket costs. The administration wants to expand the types of entities that can opt out of the mandate beyond just churches and other religious organizations. It says doing so would protect entities and individuals with moral and religious beliefs on certain health care issues. I don't know if I really believe that's their motivation or if their motivation is political. I think my mind tells me it's more political than anything else.
Yeah.
Because this is not the sort of stuff that these guys get involved in on a day-to-day.
If you're working for, you know, a Catholic organization, then it's very feasible to understand that
your birth control
wouldn't be covered.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But this is extending now to so many other companies who just don't want to pay the extra fee. They just they don't want to pay to cover it. And it is political in some ways, and sometimes it's just stupid and financial. But, you know, it's I've had plenty of, you know, health insurance that has covered birth control, which is a huge relief when I was in my early 20s and not making any money and struggling and paying an extra $60 a month for birth control pills, which I needed because I had a medical condition. That was a huge burden. And then, and then having that taken off the table, that makes a big difference for a young woman. It really, really does. And there are so many women who are on birth control pills for so many other reasons beyond actual birth control. The pills themselves have so many other health benefits. It's just, I don't know, I think it's incredibly, once again, it's yet another thing that, you know, like, that men are doing to hold women back. And it's just, to me, it's just disgusting that we're even at this point in 2020.
All right, what I find I'm relieved to see this, Jennifer, the administration trying to change the birth tourism guidelines. They want to crack down on women traveling to our country just to give birth. Of course they should. Absolutely.
I never even knew until like a year ago, or a year and a half ago when the LA Times did this feature on birth tourism. I never even knew what that was. But a lot of the Chinese people,
a lot of Chinese people will come into LA.
They'll come into the San Gabriel Valley. Actually, most specifically, they stay in hotels in and around Pasadena, Altadena, Alhambra, that area. And then they do things. They go to Disneyland. They go to the Huntington Library. They go to the Getty. They actually do things until they're too pregnant. And then they sit on bed rest and have the baby. The baby's an American citizen. They go home. And that has become such a big business in this area. It's
Chinese. Russians, Nigerians.
Well, I didn't know this was, like Jen, I didn't know this was a thing until about a year or so ago. I read the same, similar whole big expose on in Miami, all these young Russian girls coming over and paying big bucks to have their kid here. It is crazy. What a racket. And it's all in Miami. So it's probably a similar thing happening in California with the Chinese.
Last year, 33,000 babies were born here and became citizens because of this tourism stuff. 33,000 babies born. It is more than ridiculous. How do we let them, how has this gone unheralded?
Well, it's constitutional. It's also constitutional. So you'd have to actually amend the Constitution to change this. That if you're anyone born on this land, you'd have to, though, Doug. It's constitutional. But you can't.
Keep them, don't let the birth tourism come in here.
You could limit that.
Keep the when they come to get off the plane or off the boat, the people from what do you call it?
But see, that's the thing. You can't do that because that's violating someone's human rights.
You can limit the visa stays because they're coming for a long time.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Customs should just look at the visa. No, sorry, can't come.
But if you just get off the plane and have a baby here, constitutionally, they can fight and they would win the case that the baby was born here and it's a citizen.
Okay, one more.
I think all of us agree. It's very frustrating, but it would require a constitutional amendment.
Supreme Court also says this week it won't expedite an appeal of a lower court decision that could put an end to the Affordable Care Act. The Democrats wanted a quick ruling on this. So the Supreme Court denied a request, though, yesterday from a coalition of Democratic-led states and House of Representatives members to quickly intervene in this battle over, again, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act's individual mandate provision. Federal court. Appeals court has said it was unconstitutional, but it didn't rule on whether the rest of Obamacare still stands. So that's what the real thing is here. So the Supreme Court is being act to fast-track it, but they said no, they wouldn't. So what is John Roberts doing for a schedule? Does he go over there in the morning
That's why they're starting so late in the afternoon, because he's actually, I mean, the poor guy, he's probably getting 2 hours of sleep because he's doing the Supreme Court in the morning and then straight over to that boring trial.
Let's hope they let him have coffee, you know, give him an exception to the rule.
They need to give him like an IV of no-dose. Holy mackerel.
Exactly. All right, 19 after the hour, Callatrin, I get a short message here. I oftentimes go off and spend a minute or two talking about Callatrin, and you know what? I don't really have to do that. This message is simple. You want to lose weight the safe way? You want to be successful losing weight? Then go to Callatrin.com and get on the program. Right now, discounts on every bottle of Callatrin amount to $10 a bottle, and if you buy more than three, you get a free bottle using the DJV code. So, success equals Callatrin. Callatrin equals success. Get on the program. Stay on the program. 86% of people who get on the program are successful in losing weight and keeping it off. That's all you need to know. Safe, no drugs, nothing, all about that. This is just a perfect way to lose weight and keep it off. Go to Callatrin.com. Use the discount code DJV so you get 10 bucks off on every bottle. And from the third bottle on, you get a bottle free. That's at Callatrin.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Music time on the DJV program every hour during this portion of the hour. We've got to focus on some important music news and happenings with some of your favorite musicians. Right now our focus is on an announcement from the Stephen and Alexandra Cohen Foundation. Fourth annual Love Rocks New York benefit concert performances this year from Dave Matthews, Jackson Brown, Cyndi Lauper, Leon Bridges, and there's some more people apparently. Whoopi Goldberg is going to host it. Curb Your Enthusiasm, Jeff Garlin, Ellie Kemper, and Paul Schaefer will be at the theater March 12th, the Beacon Theater in New York for this. So let's see who else is on the list of performers. Chris and Rich Robinson of the Black Crowes, Warren Haynes, Joss Stone, Macy Gray, Ivan Neville, Jimmy Vaughn, and Marcus King. Love Rocks New York is benefiting the nonprofit God's Love We Deliver and is executive produced by fashion designer John Varvatos. Is that who that is?
John Varvatos, yep.
Varvatos, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. God's Love We Deliver cooks and delivers home meals to a lot of people who are too sick to shop or cook for themselves. It started back in 1985. It's kind of a response to the AIDS epidemic and the problems related to that. It's a nonprofit that now serves people living with more than 200 different medical problems. Since it was launched in 2017, the annual sold-out Love Rocks New York concerts have helped raise more than $9 million. Concerts have helped to fund approximately 1 million meals to New Yorkers. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Every city ought to have something like this, actually, I think. Ticket sales go live on Friday at 10 Eastern. The Stephen and Alexandra Cohen Foundation has underwritten all the concert expenses. All of the money, all of the proceeds from this event go directly to the organization God's Love We Deliver. So that's a substantial contribution. Good for them. Good for all the people participating. That's a good, as I said, I think every city ought to have something equivalent to that, frankly. They were forward-looking. All right, next up here, on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you and Paul and Oates share some time together. They sold out their February 28th show at Madison Square Garden, you know. Paul and Oates have announced a lengthy North American tour with guests Squeeze and KT Tunstall. Who's that? I don't know who that is.
She's had a couple big mainstream hits. This song is probably the biggest hit she's had, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I recognize this song. Funny how you don't remember the names of the people doing it.
This was big in The Devil Wears Prada. It went to that movie, too.
Yeah.
It's been in a lot of movies.
It's a great, great pop song. Okay, good. Now I got it. Thank you. Yeah, it's a good tune. I'm really looking forward to a big-time tour, said Oates in a release. Having KT Tunstall and Squeeze on the bill with us is just going to make it an amazing night of music. Can't wait to see you all on the road. How much are the tickets going for? You get
the usual.
One of these, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're all the same, you know. It's all
the same.
Yeah,
right.
There are no deals. If you want to go, you go.
You pay. Kickoff is in Foxwoods, Connecticut. That's a big gambling joint there. And then it goes through, let's see, L.A., they'll be in Denver, Austin, Texas, Toronto, Cleveland, Atlanta, Tampa. Currently scheduled to close out September 2nd. At the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion in Guilford, New Hampshire, which is right up near. It's in the mountain region. It's a great area, actually. Great summer area. How'd I get so lucky, said KT Tunstall. I'm going on a grand adventure across the U.S. this summer with my legendary friends Hall & Oates, along with the incredible Squeeze. Just to see this show is a thrill. Being on the tour, talk about making my dreams come true. Come on. Come join us. Hall & Oates will preview their Madison Square Garden performance with a show in Hershey, Pennsylvania on the 26th of next month. And then they're going to play select shows here in California and Hawaii before they actually have the official launch of the tour in May. Presale for VIP and general tickets starts today, extends through Thursday at 10 o'clock local time. So that's the update on Hall & Oates and their mission for this year, 28 after the hour.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
They're trying to remove President Trump's name from the ballot, and they can't prove their case.
That's White House counsel Pat Cipollone at day one of the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell changing the proposed rules for the trial, saying he'll now offer 3 days rather than two for opening arguments from each side. Democrats are still pressing for documents and witnesses. They're getting no guarantee that's going to happen. Here's Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar.
I don't know how they can deny all witnesses, and let's see what they do after a few days of this. But I think that the House managers made a very effective case.
The trial resumes at 1 p.m. Eastern today. This is USA Radio News.
everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four after the hour now, the continuation of our Wednesday program here, the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I thought anecdotally it was interesting to note that television ratings for the football games as they got into championship time or in the playoff season, both CBS and Fox have seen significant decreases in the number of viewers tuning in to these championship games over the last couple, way down from last season. This was the game between the Green Bay Packers and San Francisco had 24% fewer people watching it than the same game, the comparable game last year. Is this because the teams are not as popular?
Yeah.
Well, the football, or what is that all?
No, it's the teams, because you know the Saints were knocked out. The Patriots were knocked out. The Ravens were knocked out. Like, all the big teams that were supposed to be, were supposed to make it all the way to the end and possibly even make it all the way to the Super Bowl, they all got knocked out. So this has been like kind of the upset season. And so if you're a 49er 49ers fan. You know, they've been on an incredible roll thanks to my incredibly handsome boyfriend, Jimmy G. And so they've been on a great roll. And Kansas City, also kind of a young team that's been building up a lot of steam. Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback there, everybody loves him. So I understand the decrease, but these teams have very, very devoted followings, but it's just not on the same level that, like, the Patriots would. So it makes sense that, you know, I don't think that has anything to do with, really, I don't think it's a larger statement about the popularity of football. Okay. I think it's just those individual teams.
Well, you know how I don't look at football through rose-colored glasses.
Right.
So there's a filter. We all put filters on stuff, and so that's
the only people that I've heard say, "Oh, I don't watch football because of all the injuries," are women.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I think that, you know, like, and
I'm in touch with my feminine. My left side is my feminine side, so I must be in touch with that. The weather news first around the country: major storm pushing in to the northwest. As we start the day, by the weekend, it'll spread across the Midwest. Heavy snow is predicted. Cold temperatures now. There's a storm in the Midwest. A lot of snow in the upper Midwest, lower Midwest, down into the Mississippi Valley. A lot of rain. The temperature is in front of that very cold. It's 3-4 degrees in most areas of the Northeast this morning. Boston at least had 3 degrees. I think it was about 12 in New York. Where you are, you said it wasn't that cold, though. Did you say Victoria?
No, it's 16 degrees here
16.
With the wind.
Okay.
It's very cold.
Lovely. Okay, very nice. And then down in Florida, it's so cold, how cold is it, that the iguanas are falling off the trees.
Oh.
There's a warning out today for people that have, apparently there's been, since daylight, a lot of people were stunned because they walk outside. And normally, iguanas are up on in trees and telephone wires and stuff like that. But the forecasters there have seen residents startled with a number of falling iguanas. You don't really see that in the forecast.
Yeah.
Right, lay out for iguanas falling from the trees tonight because the temperatures are in the 20s and 30s in some places. In the high 20s, I guess, around Orlando. The iguanas don't die, but they wake up and they fall off. I don't think they're dangerous. Iguanas don't do anything to humans, right?
No.
They dig around a lot in the
landscape. They eat flies.
They eat flies, yes, exactly.
And mosquitoes and stuff. You actually kind of want them around because they eat a lot of mosquitoes.
They lay 80 eggs a year. It's perfect for them. They look like, you know, dinosaurs. They're little dinosaurs.
They do.
That's what they look like.
The ones down in Mexico, the ones in Mexico that we saw on our honeymoon were just huge. And they just sit there. They don't even move. And they don't bother anybody.
Nah,
but, like, when you first see them, they are kind of startling because they're so, they look like big dinosaurs.
Yeah, right.
It's kind of nuts.
Yeah. All right, so that's the weather picture here. The weather in Australia, certainly the last couple of months since the fires, actually, it's crazy. You go back to September. The fire started in September in Australia and have been raging ever since. The whole continent's going to be burnt to a crisp by the time this is all over. And it really, because it's so ferocious and so impactful, it's changing the weather in all the regions of Australia, it looks like, and therefore a lot of the weather that's in the southern hemisphere, right? As you see,
storms,
what were you talking about there?
Well, in Australia, the fires are so intense that they're creating their own weather patterns now. Mm-hmm. And you can see the fires are burning in the background, and then you can see plenty of video footage that's surfacing. I don't know if it's mainstream news anymore. You know, the news cycle is so fast now that everything is impeachment one day, fires the next day, and then everyone moves on. But it's really, really devastating. And golf ball sized hailstones are falling from the sky. They're knocking birds out of the sky. There are entire parking lots that are just filled with cars that have smashed windows and smashed windshields from all the hailstones. They're just so big and so powerful. It's really devastating, and it's something that we, you know, right now in Davos are talking, Greta Thunberg was over there, the climate change activist, the 17-year-old And she was talking about, you know, Australia, and it's something that we all need to pay attention to. And to for anyone to say in 2020 that climate change isn't real, you've got your head up your butt, you know? At this point, you just look around.
What do you, open what do you your really eyes. Think, Victoria?
Well, I mean, what really, though.
What do you
though,
really
like,
think?
You know, but, like, seriously, though, open your eyes. I mean, this is just, you know, Australia is basically a science project in for kids. It's a teaching moment of look how quickly, like you said, those fires started in September, and look only a few months later what the damage is and how it's creating their own weather patterns now. Yeah. And they're not good weather patterns. It's really horrendous. And they're still going into the quote-unquote fire season. So Australia needs so much help, and I know people have been donating, and, you know, before the news cycle moves on, if you can donate more, please, everyone should really take a look and see what they can do and send as much as they can, is that they need it. They really do. And the
ideas
animals are still suffering horribly.
Improving your home. We're going to have a conversation with Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit in a matter of moments. I want to spend a moment or two on the treaty protecting the wreckage of the Titanic. I don't know how many of you have been following this. This has been, it's 100 years this April, isn't it? 100 years this April that the Titanic sank. And the British Department of Transportation.
I thought it sank in 1917.
Or was it this? I don't know. But anyway, it's at least 100 years since since it sunk, and there's a big to-do about who owns it and how to protect the wreckage. A lot of people are going down there and visiting since the movie, and this has been the most documented maritime tragedy in history, with good reason. 1,500 lives were lost. The treaty was signed in 2003. But the British Department of Transport says it will only now take effect because Secretary of State Mike Pompeo ratified it. The attempts to preserve the wreckage. It was discovered in 1985. Thus, the idea of the movie came out of that discovery, if you remember the movie at all.
Yeah, that's 350, that they got. Yeah.
Yep, right. It's off the coast of Newfoundland. And the story is romantic. It's sad. It's tragic. But keeping people from stealing the thing blind is what this is supposed to do. So I wonder who's going to monitor that and keep people away from it.
I'm sure there are plenty of, like, oceanographic institutes and groups that monitor that. It's not an easy thing to reach because it's so far down. And that's why it was only discovered in 1985 when the technology was finally there to be able to go down and get video footage of it.
Yep. All right, I've sort of turned my approach around with some of the people, some of the companies that are sponsoring the program, because everybody's familiar with most of the messages that I have here. For example, power swabs. We all know I've been talking about power swabs on the air for 8 years. Yeah, people are new to the program all the time. But let me just pass off something very simple. If you want to have white, bright teeth and do it the way that most people who are conscious of their own health and well-being, this is an all-natural product. There's nothing in it that's going to hurt your teeth, your enamel, your gums. It's just going to whiten up two shades every time you use it, whiten up the stains, whiten up your teeth, get rid of the stains. So if you smoke, you drink coffee, tea, wine, whatever it is, call this number right now and get yourself onto the program. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. When you call that number, you're going to get 40% off. You listen to DJB show. That will get the whitening power going for you. You get a 40% off deal and $10 off. And the little power wiper that you take with you, it's really a fabulous product. All natural. Get rid of the stains on your natural teeth, your caps, your veneers. 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
As I mentioned a few minutes ago, here, 44 after the hour, by the way, on the DJV program, Tom Kreitler, who is on the program with regularity every week, giving you tips on how to improve your home in all sorts of ways. And as you might expect, you've seen coverage of the International Builders Show in Las Vegas. He's there, as you might also expect. This is the next biggest show after CES, I think, as the year gets started, isn't it, Tommy? The Builders Show.
Yeah, it really is.
The thing that I'm interested in here, the tools. I am in need of a lot of new tools on the farm, and I know that you're there. The help is coming from Greenworks, which has all kinds of tools, very innovative technology. This is something that's perfect for me on the farm. What's their game? They've changed the way they're building stuff or marketing things. Just give us a little quickie before you talk about being at the show.
Well, Greenworks has a 60-volt family of tools, and they are the most innovative technology in battery-powered outdoor tool games. They really give you now, with battery-powered tools, very good performance. You get great runtime. You know, they kind of have changed the game of outdoor tools. And, you know, think about it. No oil, no gas to deal with. They work very, very well and quietly and quickly, and even save your hearing, you know, because those tools really can affect that as well.
Well, I have, as I said, I need this stuff on the farm, so it's great to not have that noise. You're right about that. All right, so what are you finding?
Check them out at Lowe's and Lowe's.com.
Okay, what are you finding there? What are the highlights so far at the International Builders Show?
So we had one day on the floor here, just opened yesterday, and we're seeing a lot of innovation. First, I'll tell you that the builders that are here are really, really excited. You know, they're positive. There's a lot of energy in the room. You know, we've had the December new home starts were the highest in 13 years, so there's a really good attitude here and a lot of forward momentum. But I'll tell you about some of the cool things I saw. Rheem, first off, so Rheem makes water heaters and many other products like that in the HVAC business. They have a new electric water heater, which I thought is really innovative. We haven't seen a lot of innovation, you know, in that space and for many manufacturers, but these guys are on top. But give you two examples. So they have one new water heater called the Gladiator. Now, this is an electric water heater with a couple of twists, Doug. It's smart. It's got along the base of the unit, the outside shell, it has a strip that goes around the outside, and if the water heater was ever to leak, it has a valve top on the top of it that will automatically shut off the flow. So if your water heater leaks, you're not going to have to worry about coming home to a flooded house.
Flooded house,
because it's going to sense it, send you an alert, and shut the thing off itself. They also have a heat pump water heater. So if you want to heat your water even more efficiently, this heat pump water heater has like really two systems. It has a standard electric resistance system at the bottom and then a heat pump system at the top. So it can heat water very, very efficiently. And the prices on these have come way down since they were first introduced to the industry. You can pick one up for like around $1,200 at Home Depot now.
Really? What else do you see that you're excited? Now, the builders who are there, are the smaller guys, the bigger guys, Homes?
They're really the big guys and the small guys. You know, Trex is out with new products for outdoor living. They're getting into gas fireplaces and water features. LiftMaster makes garage doors. They now have garage doors with built-in video cameras so you can see who's coming and going. And they also work with this Amazon Key system, the Key Access system, so you can have stuff delivered to your garage where the Amazon rep, the delivery rep, can have a key access to open and close the door, and then that access code disappears. So that's kind of cool. A lot of that sort of innovation we're seeing.
All right. Lots of innovation. Appreciate the update. Thank you, Tom Kreitler, who hosts the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard hundreds of stations around the country every weekend here. It's 10 before the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The big crescendo from the theme of Forrest Gump. Scott Curry is here. Our movie man to tell us something important. The Forrest Gump legacy. But if you saw the award that was given to Tom Hanks, the Cecil B. DeMille Award, one of the featured video clips was from his role as Forrest Gump. That was one of the more defining roles for him earlier on in his career. Wouldn't you say, Chucker?
Certainly that's what they call a signature role in one's life. A great, really great character. And the reason we play that clip is this week in movie history, January 21st of 1995 at the Golden Globes, Forrest Gump won the Best Golden Globe Drama, Best Actor, Tom Hanks, went up against these films, Legends of the Fall with Brad Pitt, Nell with, Jodie Foster, Pulp Fiction, and Quiz Show, a movie directed by Robert Redford. Here's the interesting part about this. The one movie that was not nominated that ultimately would get an Oscar nomination but not win, but maybe a film that is even better than Forrest Gump would be The Shawshank Redemption, also released in 1994, which goes to show you something about film in terms of how people view things at the time. Over time, I would argue Shawshank Redemption is a masterpiece and a rare film that is a perfect movie from beginning to end. Forrest Gump's a very good movie, don't get me wrong, but I think Shawshank Redemption is even a better of a movie.
Yeah, I think you're, I don't know, I'm not going to say right or wrong because that's not for me. It's very personal, these tastes, but it certainly is a compelling movie. Morgan Freeman, maybe that was his first really, really strong role.
He's great in
Tim
that
Robbins
movie.
Was very, I think also a defining role for him too. So you're talking about defining roles for Forrest Gump and Tom Hanks. So those were defining roles for those two guys, I think.
Absolutely. Anyway, absolutely. And one of those movies that when it plays on cable like TNT or TBS,
over and
like
over,
AMC, you get hooked. So you get hooked watching Shawshank. It's just one of those, like The Godfather, it's just one of those iconic films that just suck you in and never
Speaking
get bored of it.
Getting hooked, did you see that Netflix has had 76 million people watch The Witcher, which is that Henry Cavill, the guy from Superman, his new TV. All these people. I was on.
Now
the
let me ask you a question: Is that domestically or worldwide? When they say 76, I don't believe those stats. I just don't see how 76 million people are going to say, "Let's watch this TV show." That I just don't buy into some of these stats.
I was talking to a woman who produces films yesterday on a plane ride.
Yeah,
and she told me that it is incredible, you know, when you think about their 500-plus television shows in production at the moment,
not only
in Los Angeles, but all over the place, and the way that the stars like Henry Cavill are sucked away from movies. Movies are having a hard time finding talent
in
some circumstances because of all of the people that are working on Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and HBO and
And let me just bounce into this. Dwayne Johnson just started production on his first Netflix movie, a $150 million movie described as an action heist thriller. It's called Red Notice. It co-stars Ryan Reynolds, who's done a bunch of Netflix films, and Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman. This is big major talent involved in a $150 million movie that will air primarily on
I don't know
because Michael Bay just did a film, a $150 million movie starring Ryan Reynolds, only played on Netflix, so I think they really want the model. I think The Irishman played in theaters because they wanted Oscar consideration. A movie like this is not going to get Oscars, so probably just primarily on Netflix.
Well,
one other bit of movie news.
Yeah,
Universal's Doolittle, according to some of the trades, like The Hollywood Reporter, will be a $100 million tax write-off for the studio, $175 million production week, opening weekend worldwide. So with production costs,
well,
they're not going to net a profit.
They have $45 million in business the first weekend, didn't they? How do they figure
out? Yeah, worldwide, but if it drops off 60% week to week, which they predict it to do, with marketing costs, it's still going to be
it was an okay movie. I saw it. It's okay.
Did you? Okay. Yeah, I mean, it scared the kids. I mean, obviously, critics are too hard on that stuff, but the reality is, Rotten Tomatoes, like we've talked about on this spot many a times, Rotten Tomatoes score, ultimately, with social media being such a deciding factor nowadays, does help or hurt opening weekends in a very big way.
Yeah, I think that's unfair. I said that with the Charlie's Angels, because Charlie's Angels is a good, fun movie, but shouldn't have been pummeled. Who the hell are these people? Who do they think they are? They get away with this stuff? That's, you know, it's like armed robbery.
And they take it a little too seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Chuck Curry, our movie man on the DJB show at 59 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.